Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you see yourself making more win now moves as you get closer to the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're not quite in trade season yet, but you know, as I've said, I think pitching is the most obvious thing we'll look to add. You know, look to continue to add depth and rotation and in the bullpen. Our position playing group, you know, so far has been really good. But yeah, I think that, you know, obviously it was an aggressive move. We traded, you know, 3 really good players to get Kyle. He's been fantastic, but you know, the hope is that we can continue to play well and be opportunistic at the deadline.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jed Hoyer. He went on the MLB Network, talked to Brian Kenny, and it's a good question about are you going to go after it, basically, is the question. And I got to be honest with you, David, they didn't really do that in the offseason. They did. They made moves. They improved the team. But when it came time to kind of go over the top for it, they decided, no, Matt Shaw's going to be good enough. Looks like that was correct.
It was a gamble. But I do think they...
But you also...
The two things can be true, right? They tried to get Alex Bregman.
Yes, but...
But they didn't try hard enough they didn't go deep enough into the well.
Third or fourth, right? Fourth?
Yeah.
But I was going to say...
Tigers,
they traded
Red Sox.
Cody Bellinger. You said this morning, boy, you know, they really need... some depth in terms of the outfield, a better veteran presence in terms of the outfield than they have.
I don't like their backup outfielder being Vidal Brujan.
Yep.
That's the only thing. That's really quibbling about the roster, but that's what our jobs
it's,
is
it's
tends
not quibbling.
To be.
We talked about it. They traded Bellinger, and they did not use that money.
They haven't used the money yet.
Thank you.
They haven't used the money yet. Bregman was a pursuit that did not go well. But I do think that Jed approached the season in a go-for-it mode. Tucker's here.
Yeah, well, that was
one
the go-for-it
move. That's a gamble.
Yeah.
That's a gamble. You traded your first-round draft pick and a third baseman that you had traded another guy for 1 year of Kyle Tucker. That, to me, says urgency.
And didn't they – who they traded someone else? Wisniewski. They traded him, too.
Yeah, Wisniewski.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That is interesting, the move that they made. And you're right. That is going for it. But, you know, there was also a hesitancy. They didn't go completely for it. They did not get Bregman. They did not use anything from the Bellinger.
Well, they haven't used those savings yet.
Yes.
And that is a bit of a concern.
But – if they go out and get a starting pitcher,
then that would be a good use of the resources.
And they got Presley, although they didn't go for the top shelf closers available. They went for
Dodgers took all those guys.
They took them both.
They took them both. But now they have a bullpen that's been pretty resourceful.
Yeah,
pieced together with veterans who have been starters and now are in relief roles like Brad Keller and Chris Flexen. You got Theobart, that's been pretty good. Drew Pomerantz has been really a big surprise. And so you've got a collection of pieces that now make up a pretty good bullpen, and you are approaching the trade deadline, but it's really early, which I think it's natural to ask those questions, and Jed has to address them. But isn't it going to be another month or so before things really heat up?
Yes, yes. And that's why you can't afford to do anything with Ben Brown right now. You got to pretend like, let me worry, nothing to look here, move along. You can't actually respond to a rough outing yesterday.
I think, though, part of what the Cubs are doing is using all of the information at their disposal, putting it into this machine. This is like very oversimplification. And then it spits out the data and tells them what to do. And they fix guys like Keller and Flexen and Pomerantz. Yep. And I have other examples. So if your information tells you that Ben Brown benefits when he comes into the game in the second inning, wouldn't you do that?
I mean, you could do that. That is something you could do. I just don't know. I think it would depend on the team you're playing and how left-hand dominant they are. I think normally when we see people do things like use an opener, even though it's become more common, there is a specific reason why they're doing it on the particular game day against the particular lineup. I think they got information that I think their computer will spit that stuff
out.
They
could spit that out too. Yeah, I just look at Ben Brown. Yes, he matched Skubal pitch for pitch for a while on Friday in Detroit, but the previous start to that, he came out in the second inning after Pomerantz started against the Reds, and he was outstanding. So, and when you create this, when you have this,
he
the power of suggestion,
inning, no question,
it's almost like they created this situation where they planted the seed where you started to look at it like, well, what if he came in the second inning? Maybe that would cure him of some of this anxiety. Now, maybe he believes it.
Is it anxiety? Is that what it is? I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong.
How do you define
curious.
Command?
How do I define command?
Yeah, like, how do you define, like, when a pitcher has command?
It means he's throwing in the strike zone.
Right. And when he's not throwing in the strike zone, you do wonder if, like, a lot of reasons why. It could be mechanical.
Yeah.
It could be emotional. It could be psychological. It could be a lot of different reasons why. When you look at Ben Brown,
his struggles have been when he can't find the strike zone early. Yeah.
And yesterday, I think the first batter, you saw through the first two balls, and they were high and outside, and you started to wonder, oh, is this going to be one of those days?
Oh, and it was.
And it did go the wrong direction. So I just wonder if.
But I think on another day with a different timeline behind you, or in front of you, rather, I think you may have taken him out of that game. But they didn't have that option.
You're going to wear this kid.
Well, I it wasn't a punishment. It was just the nature of the fact that they're in the midst of whatever it is, 26 straight games or whatever it is. And you know, he had to wear it a little bit.
You did bring up a good point about Bregman and the pursuit of the guy who went to the Red Sox. And the Cubs, to some degree, did not go all in, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they believed in Matt Shaw.
But I think they also wanted to see. I think there was also this, you know, well, we don't have to go all in right now. And they did believe in Matt Shaw, and mercifully he has proven to be significantly better defensively than I think
we expected.
He's been excellent.
So he comes up, he doesn't hit. They send him down, and he's been a different third baseman since his return. Jed Hoyer also addressed that pregame with Cub reporters in Philadelphia.
The confidence to do it in the ninth inning, I think that was the biggest thing. He's made some really tough plays with his glove. Obviously, that's a bare hand throw, bare hand play. And then, obviously, the arm strength. I think that, to me, like, you know, he early in the season, I feel like he was trying to, you know, figure out his arm stroke a little bit. And now, like, he's letting it go, making good throws. And like I said, he's playing third base with confidence. I do think when he went down to Iowa, I think, you know, something clicked from a – like I said, from a confidence, just feeling like he belongs standpoint. I think you see it at the plate. Just his posture at the plate is so much better, his confidence, and obviously in the field. I mean, I think that's what happens. You know, I think that being in the big leagues for the first time, especially, you know, early in the season, we're in Japan. You know, we had a tough schedule early. I think it's understandable that it was really challenging, but give him credit for going down, gaining that confidence, and coming back really a different player on this team.
This is the player they thought they were getting at the beginning of the season.
Right.
This is the player they did not feel like they was going to be good enough, so they didn't have to go all in on maybe Bregman. Maybe that influenced their thinking and not having to, you know, just write a blank check for the highest priced third baseman out there.
How would it be different if they had gone all in?
Well, I'm saying,
is Turner the guy they wouldn't have signed then?
More than likely, I think Justin Turner, I'd have to look at the timeline, but I think Justin Turner was a response to not getting Bregman. You wanted a veteran on your bench. They might have gotten Justin Turner anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have given him $6 million, though, because that becomes an expensive luxury after the fact. But you talk about Matt Shaw. One more last thing on him.
Sure.
I think it was on the pregame show yesterday, and it was either in a snippet with Bruce or maybe with Zach, but he referenced that how he had to maintain kind of this power of positive thinking and grind through it, and he's not always been the best player on his team. I find that hard to believe. This is a guy who was a Big Ten Player of the Year, first-round draft pick. I found myself wanting to go back and look at his teams in high school. When was Matt Shaw not the best player on his team?
Well, I mean, just looking at it from an age standpoint, right? There is a hierarchy to every team you're on. And when you're younger, whether you're talking about, like American Legion ball, or you're talking about even college ball, where you go onto a team and you are waiting to graduate to being the star of that team.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an unusual situation. You may have more promise and potential than other guys, but you may not be the best player when you're not as physically or emotionally mature as other guys on the team.
You think PCA's ever been the second best player on his team growing up?
Well, I know he wasn't I don't know about growing up, but I know he wasn't the best player on the Mets in their system when they made that trade.
True.
So okay. I'm just saying that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. People are, just think about, size, age, I mean, have you always been the best player on every team you've been on?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Of course not.
No.
And I think that's not unusual.
What's Dustin look at like that for?
Oh, I actually thought you might have been. You played Division I football, David, so you might have been. I mean, you come from a small town, so unless you guys were just producing. are there pros that came out of your town?
I was born in a small town. Oh, I was raised in a small town.
Can you sing about it?
No, I'm not going to sing about it. Were there pros?
There?
No.
I didn't see him last night.
He wasn't there. I didn't see him either.
I didn't see him last night.
Huh.
I didn't see Cougar there last night.
Is he waiting?
The sleeveless punter was there.
Was he? Did he do the intro again?
He fired up the crowd, yeah.
Did he?
From his suite. He fired up the crowd.
Is he Cougar or Mellencamp?
It's John Cougar, I think, no.
Well, he was Mellencamp, and he changed his name to Cougar for rock and roll purposes, right?
I like to say
it was John Mellencamp.
I like to use all three. It's kind of like PCA. I like the...
It's a throwback.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, I don't...
He became Cougar.
I didn't tune in
for
to
rock
see...
and roll, and then he wanted to be himself.
I did not need Pat McAfee to fire me up for the NBA Game 3. I didn't need that. John Mellencamp just goes by John Mellencamp now.
Yeah, he's dropped his rock and roll name.
If I were him, I just would have... If he wanted to go to the game, great. If not, I could see why he'd stay home and watch it. He didn't need any of that.
Caitlin Clark was there. She's probably the biggest celebrity that was there.
Really?
Why? What did I say wrong?
That got a reaction.
I know. I'm just saying.
Caitlin
from
Clark.
The guy who's not the best player on all the teams he's played on.
Chalamet is not coming in from New York, pal.
I feel targeted.
No, in the opposite way. You thought I was giving you grief. I thought I was actually surprised. I mean, again, you don't want to be like, well, of course I was, but... I was in high school at least.
Yeah, in high school?
Until you played Division I football, okay. But,
well, I was in a rare situation. I was actually, my best friend in high school was a Division I basketball player who was a point guard for Michigan State. And he was an Indiana All-Star.
So I guess you were second best.
Yes, right.
Okay, very good.
Well, we complimented each other quite well.
But you weren't getting picked last.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever gotten picked last, Dusty? Oh.
Which sport? Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Many times.
How about you, big guy?
Oh, big guy.
Well, imagine you, 12-year-old Mike Mulligan was probably bigger than most of the other kids. You were picked first.
I was not always picked first, but I definitely wasn't picked last. I was a giant, oversized
kid.
Were
you always bigger than your peers?
Yeah. I mean, there was
a man among men.
There's always the guy that was taller. I went to kindergarten, took one look and said, I'm not going in with all these little kids. Now, I had two older brothers, so I hung around with people a lot more my height or, you know,
you had security.
Mature. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, yeah, when you're a little kid and you're a big kid, you feel like I don't want to hang out.
I shopped in the Husky section at Zayers. You know, Russ Corduroy's and me, we were tight. So,
Rust Corduroy.
I bet you Brandon was a first pick because
he had some skills. Great hoopser, right?
I've been mixed. I've been picked first before. I've been picked second. I got picked last before.
Well, yeah. I mean, depending on the age group, when you're like the youngest in the thing.
I guess it just stood out to me because Matt Shaw, here he is, accomplished major leaguer, Big Ten player of the year, first round draft pick. I don't think of him as a guy that would not be the best player in any team that he was on.
Well, he hasn't always been Matt Shaw. He kind of developed into Matt Shaw. He was just Matty.
Matty. Now, is he Shawzy
yet? That was a Coombe reference there. All right. Let's try Randy. Randy is listening online. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. I love listening to you guys. But let's just be honest about what the Cubs are at all levels, okay? Tom Ricketts, give him credit just for hiring Jed and Carter Hawkins. But when it comes to opening the purse strings, we're never going to be competitive for top free agents just because he's unwilling to do that. We shop on the garbage heap. We get guys that are old, that are broken down. Let's give credit to our front office for finding those guys. Let's give credit to our coaches and our staff for developing those guys. You know, Kyle Tucker, that's a great acquisition. Not only is he a great player, but I truly believe he makes the lineup better. But we're not going to sign him after this year. So we get 1 year, and that's great. Turner, great acquisition. You know what his contribution is in the clubhouse. Great. But we're just piecing together what we can to get by. It's like, you know, you go to the grocery store, you'd like to have steak, but you can only afford chicken legs. And that's what the Cubs are going to be. And you know, we just hope that we get a great chef that can spruce up those chicken legs and make them taste really good.
Wow. Yeah, I wasn't expecting.
Thanks, Randy. Now I'm hungry. No, I'm not really hungry.
I make a
hungry.
Good chicken leg, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not hungry. I'm full from that delicious strawberry rhubarb pie that
oh my God.
Was delivered by Wildfire.
Thank you, Wildfire.
Yeah. That was really good stuff.
You guys almost undersold it. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
I laid out pretty good. My mom texted me during the break. She's like,
she heard you.
I heard you.
The only problem is that now I kind of want to stretch out.
No.
Actually, the problem is that four of us have now gotten to it. Right?
Yes.
And I haven't been back out, but I'm guessing there's a little bit left, but I don't think there's enough for four of us
to have a
to
second
have like a little, another piece.
I will not have another one, if that helps you. I mean, I think whatever's left over, Mr. David should take and
okay,
snack
we'll
on.
See.
Just because that's his favorite.
By the way, the Randy did allude to the whole Cub Ricketts
yes.
perception. I just feel like it's worth pointing out. They're seventh in payroll right now in
right.
Major League Baseball.
Right.
Some people want them higher, and I think it's understandable.
Well, but
they haven't been afraid. Have they been afraid to spend money?
No, but was there ever a rumor that Ohtani's private plane was flying to Chicago?
No, there wasn't.
I think that's what he's saying.
That's a thing.
It has nothing to do with them not spending enough money. It's that they're not in the, you know, sweepstakes for Ohtani or for, you know, Soto or what. That's what he's kind
of. But they did make an effort to sign Ohtani. They were not laughing it off.
No. They didn't laugh it off, but they did remove themselves from the conversation as much
as being
removed.
At some point in time.
You know,
will they do the same thing with Kyle Tucker? I think it's too early to determine either way.
Yeah, I think he has concluded that they will, and that's what he was driving at.
Yeah, but I'm not ready to conclude that yet.
Well, you haven't concluded that. I don't know what they have concluded.
I don't think they have concluded anything.
And it's what I find amusing is that you're saying that right now, but you're also telling Dustin every time he says something like, stop calling him the $500 million player. Don't mention the amount of money it will cost. You would like to just keep that on the down low mm-hmm. until the price tag is you don't want anybody making a decision now on that because you want to see what happens.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, and that's fair.
All right.
That's fair. All right, how about this? This is a real special treat. We're going to get a chance to talk to the new Bears starting linebacker. Is he a starting linebacker?
Maybe.
Ruben Hippolyte, the new rookie linebacker, will join us next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Four.
Fourth, we were able to draft Ruben Hippolyte, someone we were excited about, guy that is extremely smart, tough, and one thing talking with DA is we want to continue to add our team speed, and he can fly.
Here Barham comes, Porter picks him up, but Ruben Hippolyte is in there to sack him.
I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte.
He fast. He really, really fast. I mean, he's so fast. He makes fast people look not fast.
I got it. He's fast.
Oh, your goodness gracious. Thank you, Brandon Pryor, for that open. We are delighted. You're listening to Mully and Haw on the Score, and we're delighted to welcome in Ruben Hippolyte, the Bears rookie linebacker, joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ruben, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, man? Appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Well, we love getting a chance to talk to you. And just to clarify, I've read that you run a 4.39 40-yard dash, which is extraordinary. Why are you playing linebacker? Shouldn't you be a running back or a speed receiver? What is it about defense, about linebacker, that always appealed to you?
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, I don't, you know, never really heard of any, you know, 240-pound receivers or running backs. So definitely, you know, fit in more on the defensive side. But I used to play running back in high school, early in high school. And then I made that transition after my freshman year to linebacker, and then just been, you know, playing that ever since. The position has been good to me, so it hasn't led me wrong yet. So I'm just, you know, sticking with it.
Ruben, how hard or complex is this Bear defense to learn, and how do you prevent all of the information that you're now beginning to process as a rookie? How do you prevent that from you reading more than reacting and not thinking too much?
Yeah, it's not really hard at all. Like I said before in a previous press conference that I did, I played some of the concepts in college that I'm being taught now under DA's defense. The only difference is, you know, just, you know, schematically and technique-wise, he just wants, you know, the particular calls played differently and differently than I've ever played them, you know, in 3, 4, or 5 years. So it's not complex to learn. Like I said, a lot of the same concepts and things that I've seen for the past five seasons at Maryland. And I'm very thankful for, you know, the coaches that I've had at Maryland and the defenses I've been in. And it definitely prepared me to, you know, not only retain the information that I'm being taught at this level, but to, you know, go out and execute it.
It's your story is extraordinary because, you know, you mentioned Maryland. You know, that's obviously Big Ten school, big time program. You're playing against some of the best players in the country, and yet you didn't get an invite to the combine, which is I've lost track, but there's like 300 guys invited to the combine. How surprised were you when you didn't get the invite, and how much did things change when you were finally clocked in the 40?
I was surprised a little bit. I obviously knew that, you know, it wasn't going to be easy for me just to get in the door, just because, I've had to, you know, go the extra mile a little bit my entire career, you know, starting from high school, you know, all the way up to now, just, you know, putting in the extra work, putting in the extra time. I always knew that I was gifted, that I had the ability to play at this level. But, you know, obviously, my path took a little bit longer than most of my peers, which is, you know, perfectly fine. You know, not everybody's life path is going to be the same. But I was a little bit surprised. Like I said before, my first press conference here, I called the NFS twice. Huh. They told me no twice, just to get prepared for my pro day. So, you know, once I got that call, I was like, well, I got one shot to do this. And then I was training with Test Football out of New Jersey. With Kevin Dunn and his staff, and Otto Bolden was the 40 coach there, and you know him and I have a very close relationship. And I told him like, all right, man, I got one shot to do this, and he already knew, you know, that I was gifted in the speed department. I ran track growing up, and he, you know, was based out in South Florida around the time I was running in. We trained at Anson Sports Complex. I had a lot of meets there, so he already knew a little bit about me due to that. But, yeah, once I found out we had that one opportunity, it was go time from there. No added pressure because, you know, at that point it was just, you know, proving myself right. I wasn't really focused on proving others wrong. So,
talking with Bears rookie linebacker Ruben Hippolyte here on The Score. Ruben, so whether it was getting ignored by the NFL Combine or the Bears getting criticized by an ESPN analyst for drafting you where they did, how much of that serves as daily motivation for you? And do you carry a little bit of a chip on your shoulder that you use for in a positive way?
I'm self-motivated. Obviously, you know, things don't always go how I wanted to go, but it's not all about that at the end of the day. It's all about God's plan, and, you know, it's my job to execute that and to just follow the plan. Yes, I have a chip on my shoulder. I've always had a chip on my shoulder, but it hasn't come from, you know, any negative influences. And by negative, I mean just, you know, doubts and hate and stuff like that. It's always been, you know, self-motor, self-starter, just, you know, me wanting to get better each and every day. you know, me having a high standard for my for my ability and for my preparation, and just me wanting to be the best player to play this position. You know, come 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road. So that's where the chip and the you know, quote unquote motivation comes from. But I mean, honestly, I'm self motivated. I show up to work every day wanting to get better, and I don't need bulletin board material or any pep talk from anybody. I'm really self motivated and deeply rooted in my faith, and that's what carries me.
Pretty extraordinary. I mean, we should let our listeners know that your 40 time, the 4.39, would have been the fastest time of any linebacker at the combine had you been invited to the combine. So pretty extraordinary that you ran that time. I know you said that you visited with the Bears. You came up here. I was really blown away by the fact that you're wearing a hat the other day at the podium, and you said that you bought it like 3 weeks before the draft. It had a grizzly bear on it with the word defense. Did things go well enough in Chicago that you thought you were going to get drafted? Did you know they were going to take you? Or was that just happenstance that the hat ended up maybe fating you to Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, going back to that story that I told, I just like the hat. You know, I was in the store. I was in the store. Like I said, I have a bunch of those hats, so I just, I got a little collection. I keep some of the hats and give some away to my friends, stuff like that. So I just like the hat. I thought it was cool. Obviously, the Bears defense at 85 was one of the best defenses that I've ever, known about. That was my thought process behind getting it, just representing that. When I visited Chicago on my 30 visit, it was a great visit. Definitely somewhere where I wanted to play. I was hoping that, they drafted me, and that I had an opportunity to come there, because everything is, second to none. The facilities, the people here, obviously the coaches, the coaching staff is one of the best staffs, in the league and that I've been a part of. And it's a lot of history here, as far as just not only linebacker play, but just, the team, the great city. Like I said, I'm from South Florida. So, I'm like about 30 minutes away from, Miami, which is a great city. I went to Maryland. So, D.C. was a great city for me in my time there. Obviously, Chicago is one of the best cities as well. So, definitely have an appreciation for not only football and great schemes and situations, but definitely great cities, because I like to unwind a little bit, and it was definitely good to get away from time to time. But when I came up here to visit, it was definitely a place where I wanted to play, and I'm definitely glad that I got the call from Chicago.
Want to ask you about a couple of sports stars who preceded you here, who might have some familiarity from the DMV, the DC, Maryland, Virginia area that you went to college at. Caleb Williams, obviously. I wonder what your awareness was. Did you have a relationship with Caleb before you arrived as a Bear? And then Matt Shaw, who was also a product of the University of Maryland, is a Cubs starting third baseman. Did you have any crossover or interaction with those guys before you became a Bear?
Yes, I knew of Caleb, especially when he was coming out, committing to when he committed to OU. I know he had a chance to come to Maryland because Coach Loxley knew a lot about him. Obviously, Coach Loxley, his footprint in the DMV is a big one. So I know he has a lot of pull. Obviously, a great coach, great recruiter, somebody who I call one of my, biggest mentors and people that I can pick up the phone and call every time. That's my guy. So I knew of him. He played my former high school a few years ago. He kind of gave him the business a little bit. And then obviously Matt, I knew Matt, I didn't know Matt, I knew of Matt. I knew he was a, hell of a baseball player. And he got called up, recently, I think, to the Cubs. So, I think we'll be there Friday. All the rookies, we're going to be there Friday. So, catch the game. But yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of talent from DMV, a lot of talent coming out from Maryland. It's probably one of the, you know, not being biased, nothing, but, you know, if you ask me, this is the best school to be at as far as opportunity, not only in the classroom, you're going to get top-tier education, but, you know, so it's a great, you know, city to network in and to, you know, find mentors and to, you know, you get the best of both worlds. You get all four seasons. It's great.
What was it like for you to hear your head coach, your new head coach, Ben Johnson, call you out as one of the guys that has captured his attention? You're one of two defensive players that he gave a shout out to a couple of offensive players. And it was interesting because he was asked the day before who had impressed him. And he was like, well, ask that again tomorrow and I'll let you know. And he had your name there. And I bet that was somewhat of a kick, even though you don't have pads on and you're not really knocking people over. You're obviously doing something right.
Yeah, you know, when I came on my visit, Coach Johnson was the only, you know, head coach that I met with who had a vision and plan for me as far as how he saw me, you know, impacting or making an impact on his team. And he's definitely a coach that I connected with, you know, in a short span, a short period of time. Obviously, you know, the 30 visits are like, you know, a day and a half. So, like I said, he was the only head coach that, you know, had a vision for me and really was excited about what I had to offer. Not only my speed, obviously, but just, my cerebral, like my ability to be smart on the football field. And then, you know, obviously the character aspect. But, yeah, I mean, it was great. Like I said, I mean, I go out there every day. Just, you know, want to get better. I want to be the best version of myself every day. That's my mantra. That's the vision I have for myself every time I come in the building. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm just focused on, you know, making sure that I leave the field better than, better than what I did yesterday or the day before that, and just continue to stack the days and just make the days count. I'm very big on that. So it was great. Obviously, it's OTAs, so it's not a, you can't, win or lose your job in OTAs. I've been hearing that a lot. It's all about just learning. You know, we're all learning, all of us are learning a new system. We're just getting better, man. Just focus on taking the next steps that we need. So, you know, come training camp, come this season, we'll be able to dominate.
Great stuff, Ruben. Thank you. Really
best
wish you
luck.
The best.
Great attitude.
Absolutely.
Keep it up.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate y'all.
That is Ruben Hippolyte. He's self-motivated, Mr. David.
Impressive young man.
Yeah. Great.
You can see why he would win over a scout, an executive, a coach in a room talking about what he wants out of his career.
Dustin wants to run into a file cabinet.
He's ready.
Something. Yeah, he's getting fired.
Cool. I hope I get to run into Ruben Hippolyte tomorrow.
Yeah.
At,
get him on your show.
I like that.
Get him on. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At this point, do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Trey Hendrickson. There are various holdouts around the NFL. He and TJ Watt.
Yeah.
And,
other guys.
It's personal.
Terry McLaurin. Out in Washington. These are veterans who have rights and have at least more justification for doing what they're doing, whether you agree with it or not, than some other stories that have been developing around the league and rookies who are unsigned. For instance, Trey Hendrickson's teammate and possible replacement in Cincinnati, first-rounder Shamar Stewart. Now, Adam Schefter reports this morning he's left mandatory minicamp. He had been attending OTAs, but without a signed contract, with the Bengals asking for certain clauses, no longer. Now, this is very interesting because of a lot of reasons. It's the Bengals, so you always assume maybe they're going to be in the wrong. They just don't have a good reputation for being a smart front office. But I do wonder, and to hear Shamar Stewart talk this week, he was talking like Trey Hendrickson, like an accomplished NFL Pro Bowl caliber edge rusher, and a guy who was entitled to this or entitled to that. I'm not quite sure what the clauses are, but it reminds me of, remember, Roquan Smith back during his rookie season when he had that strange holdout over some language in his deal?
But he was a first-round draft pick.
And so was this Shamar Stewart. So that's Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati. And,
oh, I thought you – I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati is a first-rounder who is unsigned, but we're not to training camp yet.
Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
It's strange days. Shamar Stewart talking like a 10-year veteran.
Oh, we were talking during the break. I thought you were talking about the second round holdouts. So there
there's two things going on in the NFL.
Right.
Number one,
this is different.
Yeah, this is him sounding like a guy who's entitled to the kind. I don't know what the specific clause of the language is. This is at a mandatory minicamp off season before training camp even begins.
Yeah, that's nuts.
The other thing going on is, okay, that's in one box. In the other one is in the second round, the Texans and the Browns have guaranteed 2 second-round draft picks, the entirety of their contracts.
The first two players that were drafted in the second round have signed contracts that are completely guaranteed.
Yes.
So that doesn't happen with second-rounders.
No, and it happened last month. Jaden Higgins for the Texans signed his second pick of the second round, a guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract. And then the day later, the Browns gave the first pick of the second round, Carson Schlesinger, a fully guaranteed contract. Second-rounders getting guaranteed deals is not standard operating procedure.
So the Bears have signed all their draft picks except their 3 second-round picks.
Why do you think that is?
Because every second-rounder in the league, none of them is signed because they're all trying to get the guaranteed contract.
There are 30 unsigned second-round draft picks.
That's right.
Because the two that have signed have great deals.
Yes. So everyone wants the same thing. And, you know, the NFL, I mean, there was a long period of time where first-round draft picks weren't getting guarantees because so many guys get injured and so many players have to kind of are impacted by injury in their career.
The beauty of this recent CBA used to be that these contracts were slotted and there was less haggling because everybody knew what they were going to get and why, and it was more of a boilerplate contract, right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the first rounder, Shamar Stewart, wants voidable years, and the language over that is going to get in the way of him signing a deal. Second rounders want full guarantees. So I don't know if the Bears are going to guarantee all three second-round draft picks the entirety of their contract.
I don't think they want to do that. I think there are probably a lot of teams, maybe 30 of them, mad that this has happened with the first two picks in the second round.
The only people happy about this are the agents.
Oh, the agents are delighted. All right, we've got Scott Merkin next. We're going to talk some White Sox. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.